Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Mem Dalet, and we are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. By the second answer that we are going to discuss, about 10th to last skinny line or so, we will start with Kiasa Rav Dimi. Kiasa Rav Dimi. Let's get back into what we were talking about. We're discussing in Perek Mashua B'chama, the three Peturim that are allowed to be Chozim Me'orchei HaMochama, right, if Bana Bayis and Nata Kerem and Eras Isha, the three cases given in the Torah, and the Mishnah described on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph how each of these aren't meant to be taken only literally, but it also could be expanded upon, meaning it doesn't have to be bought, it doesn't have to be billed, it could be bought, it could be yarshint, it could be given with matana, and also it doesn't mean literally that only a kerem, right, pastures, even other types of growths and fruit trees, as we discussed. And then we said it also includes grafting, all the different types of grafting, as is described, harkava, Mavrich and Markiv, the Chulu, but we had a stira. Our Mishnah includes, if we read the Mishnah, it includes even Mavrich and Markiv. That also is included in the allowance to go back to Bichozim Yorchei Melchama, while the Brisa says, no, the Brisa says that Mavrich and Markiv are excluded, so that's a stira. So the first answer we had was Rabbi Zeira, and the name of Rabbi Chizda, Lo Kasha, Kan Bar Kavas Isser, Kan Bar Kavas Heter. Well, there's a difference between Harkavas Isser, you're not going to be able to go back. It's Ba'aveira, Harkavas Heter, you would be able to go back. And we went through what is the case of Harkavas Heter that the Mishnah would have to be being Mechadesh, that it would be an allowance. So now we're up to the second answer. Right? We had different permutations about the first answer. Now we are up to the second answer. Kiasa, about 10th to last skinny line. Kiasa, Rav Dimi, Amar, Rav Yochanan, Hamani, Ablaz ben Yaakovi. No, maybe that Brisa is reflecting the Shita of Ablaz ben Yaakov. Who, what did he say? Lo Amar, Ablaz ben Yaakov, Hasam, Kerem, Kemashma'o. Didn't he say earlier that kerem is literal? He argued you don't include all like five fruit trees planted in a specific order. He said kerem is literal. We should understand that only kerem goes back. Special din. Hachanami nata kamashmo. So too, he would be only nata, not any type of grafting. Notea in mavrichu markiv lo. So it's machlokas tanoim. Not different cases, but a machlokas tanoim about that issue. Again, kerem has unique status in halacha. And in mitzvos, we know that there's a special din of kilayim, as we mentioned. The five types of kilayim we mentioned yesterday, one of them is kilaya kerem, a special din that is asr b'hana, it's not just asr to be zoreya. And we know there are many mitzvos, all the mitzvos of leket, shichah, and peah. The Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah, all the kerem ones, shichacha by kerem, and leket by kerem, and the peret, and the ololos. Special kerem has a special status in halacha. We know kerem and zayis together also have a special status. They're the only ones that, if one squeezes on Shabbos, that's also daraisa, and those are the only ones that produce a liquid, two out of the seven liquids that are makshir lekabel tumah. The two that come from fruit is obviously grapes and olives, wine and oil, two of the Yad Shach Adams, the Mishnah, the end of Maseches Machshirin. But either way, here, the Rav Ozben Yaakov Shita is that Kerem also has a unique status in this area of Halacha. Okay, once we quoted Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yochanan, so we quote a couple of other items that he said as well. Kiyazer of Dimi, Amar Yochanan, Mishir Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Yalda b'chusa mitafeh, chayeves ba'arla kol shenoseha. A very small fruit tree that grows less than a tefach, very short. It is chayeves, you have to treat it like arla all its existence. Even if it's a tree that's there for 30 years, you have to treat it like arla. Why? The mischaz yikabash asa. It looks like a very early tree. It's a very tiny tree. So if you're able to partake of this fruit, people will think, oh, I didn't realize that the halacha of arla is marasayin. Looks like you're eating arla, or maybe chshad, however one formulates it, but either way, one is not allowed to do that, says it wasn't in Yaakov, because it looks like a fruit-bearing tree of the first couple of years, and therefore it's a problem. And this is only if you have five of those types of trees in the same structure as we had earlier. You have two next to each other, and then one coming out as if it is a tail. But if you have a whole vineyard of these types of trees, these types of of vines, so then everybody knows about it. It's famous that it's so small, and nobody thinks of it as Arla, and therefore one would be, ironically, the greater it is, the easier it is. The larger it is, then we're not going to have an issue of Marisayin, and therefore it would be Mutter. You wouldn't have to treat it as Arla. There is a difficult Rashi here that the Rishonim already talk about. Rashi says here on this line of Kala Islay, Rashi is bothered. Why does it say two and two and one on the end? Rashi says, "Lahachi yirakat shtayim." We're in the middle of the left side. Again, Rashi is on both sides here because we don't have no more Tosfos on this Masechta. "Lahachi yirakat shtayim v'chulu disavar la keman da'amar b'maseches brachis kerem ravai tnan shein arla noheges benetia achas ela b'kerem shalem." Rashi quotes the Machlokas Tanaim in the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachos, whether ravai, fourth year fruit. We know a special day of fourth year fruit, you have to treat it like Maaser Sheni, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Does that only apply by Kerem? Or does that apply by all fruit trees? Right, that's a Machlokas Tanoim. So Rashi says, this opinion in the Gemara that discusses that there is a minimum amount, you know, it's only going to be Usser if it's two and two and one on the edge, so then that's going to be a problem. So Rashi says that's going according to the Manta Amar, Kerem Ravai. Because then you need to, just like for Ravai, it has to be a Kerem in order to be considered Ravai, so too Arla. So to Arla, right? That's what Argamar is talking about. Argamar is talking about Arla. So Rashi is comparing Ravai and Arla. And all the Rishonim and the Achronim find difficulty with that. The Ramban at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Is there a minimum amount that you need to be for Arla? Any fruit tree, period. Even if there's one tree. What is Rashi talking about? That he's connecting the two and one, the structure here, to that Gemara, because just like there's an idea of a Kerem, so to here there's an idea of a Kerem. That's an issue maybe for Ravai, but for Arla, that's not true, says the Ramban. The Ramban, the first Ramban in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes, is about a very, very long Ramban. But in there he says, V'chein ra'isi o the Rashi, Shepirech b'mesech ha-sota, de'laman de'toni kerem ravai, ein arlo noheges ela b'kerem shalem, de'haynu sh'tayim, k'neged sh'tayim v'achaz yosei zonav. According, Rashi links the Manta Amar, Kerem Ravai, to this 2, 2, and 1, that you need at least a minimum size Kerem. Vizu Kasha Min Arishona, Davandai Arla Afilu Bishari Lanos Noheges. Arla is by other trees, and it's by any amount. And he says, Mikra Mali Dibra Akasa. What does the Pasuk say? Unetatem Kol Eitz Machal. Singular, says the Ramban. So it's very difficult. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Why does Rashi link it to, as if to say, seems to say, that only if you have there is a shita out there at least, that Arla has a minimum amount. Minimum amount, like if you hold Kerem Ravai, there is a minimum amount on that. So it is difficult. Shita. This bothered the Mefarshim so much, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked his son-in-law, Chassam Sofer. Kiva Eger wrote a tshuva to his son-in-law, Reish Pehei in Yaradeya, and he says, the Chassam Sofer answers, my father-in-law, Mori Chami, it's a very difficult shaila. But this is my best shot. This is the answer I'm going to suggest. He asked three questions to try to come up with the answer. He says, number one, what's the language of this brisa? Chayeves ba'arla. Do you ever use that lashon by arla? What do you have to do by arla? Are you chayev to do anything? No, it's usur. There's a din of arla. All the mishnayos in arla. Don't say you're chayev in arla. You're chayev. What are you ever chayev in? Ravai. Truma. Maaser. You're chayev to do something. Arla, you're not chayev to do anything. You're chayev to stay away from it. But the Mishnah doesn't use that lashon usually. So number one says, ask the Chazam Sofer, what does the Gemara mean by saying chayeves ba'arla? That language, number one. Vayosa nira mishum debichlal. He said, that's one problem. Number two, he says, if it's really Arla, if you take this literally, are we going to allow this guy to have this little fruit tree in his garden for 30 years? We're not worried that somebody's going to eat from it one day? If we really take this Gemara literally, that for even its whole life, you're going to have to, it's usur. Why aren't we chashin l'takala? Right, we know by other areas, if we're nervous that somebody's going to, right, by certain animals, you can't have certain kutchen walking around your house because you might come to use it. So here, why wouldn't we be nervous? Chashin l'takala, number two. And number three explains the Chassam Sofer. We know the Ramban on Parshas Kedoshim, when he discusses the Isser of Arla, he explains, what's the Tom for Arla? And he quotes this from others as well, because you want to give the best to Hashem. The first that's the best to Hashem. So how do you do it? But the first couple of years, the fruit generally don't grow so well. So the first 3 years, you can't really give to Hashem because it's not good. The fourth year is like the first year that the fruit produces nicely. So that's why the Torah says, Arla, the first 3 years are off limits, because you want to give the first, which is the best, to Hashem, and that only comes by the fourth year, and therefore the first 3 years are off limits. So, says the Chasam Sofer, it's pretty nikar what the first 3 years of fruit are. So what that this tree is so short, there's not going to be a Mar Zion issue. Because everybody's going to realize, they're going to see the production. It's just that the tree is short. Doesn't mean that the fruit are going to be inferior. So what are we nervous about? Why is there any Mar Zion? So for those three reasons, says the Chasam Sofer, I know it's a Chiddush, but this is my suggestion. What the Gemara really here means is not Arla. It really means Ravai. It doesn't mean Arla, and that's what he says. V'hayoser nire mishum debichlal dini Arla hu ravai, shetzarech pidyon, shayach lashen chiyiv. That's why, when it says chayiv here, it doesn't really mean Arla. That answers all the questions. Therefore, mipnei kol ha'amur ha'yanir l'rashi zal l'farish, hay chayiv ba'arla kol shen oseh, ratz lomar chayiv bepidyon, kiravai, b'kol shana v'shana. V'gam chayiv l'tzayen ha'sadeh, because it's adama kiravai b'kol shen oseha umatzini ravai b'lashen arla v'chulu. That's the chiddush. It's still a chiddush. You're allowed to eat it though, but you have to treat it like ravai because people are going to think that this has just grown. It's a small tree v'chulu. But that's the Chasam Sofer trying to answer the kasha of what Rashi means here by connecting it to the other Gemara of ravai. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So that is the first statement of Rav Dimi, the name of Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, second to last skinny line. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Next statement that this he said, Mace Toface Arba Amos Lekriyashma. A corpse, a mace, it literally grabs four Amos for Kriyashma, meaning I'm not allowed to say Kriyashma within four Amos of a mace. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, famous Sugya, Loig Larash, Cheref Oseyu. One who scoffs, a poor person, somebody who is poor in mitzvos, Rosh is poor in mitzvos, Cheref Oseyo, that's blaspheming, that's terrible, right? Because I'm making fun of them, that they can't do mitzvos now, and I can do mitzvos. So that's why one is not allowed to say Kriyashma within four amos of a mace. The Meiri says right here, it is Lav Dafka Kriyashma, right? It's any mitzvos. The Meiri says, Eini korei reslamer shokoshu samachlo b'tochar ba'amos eini korei etshma v'hu adin l'tfila v'hu adin leilech b'tochar dal ra'amos v'tfilin b'rosho v'sefer tar b'zrolo. And we know tzitzis, right? V'kulam because of loig l'rash cheref oseyu. Within four amos, we're not allowed to be nigla, right? We're not allowed to be doing mitzvos in the open. To do mitzvos in private, yeah, you can have your tzitzis tucked in. You don't have to take off your tzitzis before you go to a cemetery. But one is not allowed to openly be doing mitzvahs. There's an unbelievable machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. What if I said Kriya Shema anyway, within Dalan Amos of a mace? The Rambam paskins, Eino Yotze. The Rambam paskins. It's not just an Isser Durabanan of Loig LaRush that you shouldn't. But not that you shouldn't, but they will mafkia this area for mitzvos. And if you try to do a mitzvah that you're obligated in, you're not Yotze. Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Rambam. Simen Ayin Aleph. Let's say somebody's in a cemetery, and it's almost Sof Zman Kriya Shema. So in that case, I'm not sure, it's Ein Breira. If you're Posheya, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Also Likros Kriya Shema Tocha Abramos Shalmeis, Oba Besak Faros, V'imkara Lo Yatza. Unbelievable. That's what the Rambam, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam explains, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Kesef Mishnah, Knasuhu Chachamim, Hoel Va'aver Al Devreim, Afilu Haya Shogeg, even Shogeg, Eladina Lin Kriyashma, Eskimo Achronim, Lachrush Ladivre, Rambam Lachzer Velikros. Right? You have to be Chose Rekore. Other Brachos, Bidiyeved, Durabanan, okay, you don't have to repeat. You shouldn't repeat regarding other brachas. Birchas Kriyashma, he quotes the Savior of the Prima Gadim. We discussed that a couple weeks ago, that the brachas of Kriyashma might be different than the other types of Birchas HaMitzvah, because those might be integrated into the mitzvah of Kriyashma itself. So it's an amazing shita that they will mafkia this makom. We ever have anything similar? So not exactly the same, but there is one day, First off in Shas, what do the Chachamim say? You should say Kriyashma before Chatzos. Even though Maker I did, it goes all night. What happens if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I didn't say Kriya Shema? So, Rove of the Rishonim say, okay, it's a Din L'Chadchila. You're supposed to say Kriya Shema before Chazos. If you didn't, so then say it now. Rabbeinu Yonah on the first daf in Brachas quotes an opinion that says, Mufka, Avar Abatel. The Rabbanan were mafkia this time period from Kriya Shema, and if you didn't say it, tough, right? There's no point in saying it now, because they were mafkia the time. Unbelievable. So it's similar, just like here. It's in terms of place, there it's in terms of time. But the Rabbanan have that power to wipe out a time, to wipe out a place for the mitzvah. Obviously, we know that there is some Torah that one is allowed to say within 4 amos of a mace, and that is l'kavod hames. If somebody is getting, then it's a levaya, right? Or if some there people are getting together and saying Tehillim, right? So anything connected directly to the mace, not me personally, that would be allowed. That's already said by the Radvaz 500 years ago. The Radvaz writes in a tshuva, two Radvaz today. Hopefully, we'll get to the other one. The Radvaz writes in Reish Chav Dalet, in Chelek Aleph, he says, the minog of saying Divrei Torah b'fnei hames. The Radvaz says, Divrei hames, heim hesped v'tzidok hadin, v'tochachos, v'chayotze ba'elu, kulam nikron dvarim shel mes. That's all okay. But then he says, uleini misha dorish al hames lefanav, nera delek al hamechesh, kivin delechvodo ka'avid. And v'yesh raya, right, you find a Gemara by Chizkiyo, hoshivu yeshiva akivro, right, there's no issue of loyal rush. But then he says, avala'anus amein al kadish olomar baruchu, v'chayotze b'dvarim ha'elu, di'ikim ishim loyal rush, usser. But to answer Amen or Baruch Hu, that's a problem. So he doesn't talk about the minhag of Klal Yisrael, at least now, is to say a Kaddish right after the Kvura. At the Kvura. At the Beis HaKvaris. Right at the turnaround. And that's an unbelievable symbol of Emuna. Right after we bury, we say the special Kaddish that talks about Tchias HaMesim. So we say Amen there. Amen Yesh Be'ra. Is that Kavan HaMes? Right, that's our Emuna. But that's the minhag. I'm not changing the minhag, but the Radvaz does not leave any room open. He says you shouldn't Kaddish. What does Kaddish have to do with the mace? Unless that's also L'shem we know. Mace saying Kaddish is for the Ilui Neshama. So one has to have that in mind, maybe when one says that Kaddish, that it is also L'chavid HaMace. Okay. Weiter. We continue. First wide line. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Again, the same, at least Rabbi Yochanan and the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right? We've moved away from Rav Dimi, now we have Rabbi Yitzchak. So, what do they say? Chog chor gisa higdila ben ha'achin. If you have a stepsister and stepbrothers, meaning the two families got together with each having their own children, they get together, asur li nasi la'achin. So, just like we had a Maris Ayin issue before, we also have here. If there are step-siblings, they should not marry each other, mi de rabbanan, mi de arayis, so they're not related to each other. Step, right, we're not talking about half-siblings, we're talking about step-siblings. Step-siblings, they do not share any parent, right, no parent is shared, so mi de arayis, so they're not related to each other. So it'll be the rice they can marry each other. But the Gemara says, not a good idea. Asur linasi la'achin de mischazia ki achsayu. Because it appears like the sister. It appears like they're related, and therefore they should not marry. And the Gemara answers v'lohi, but really you don't have to worry about it. Mi'ikra did its mutter. Kala islay lamilsa. There's also a call. There's a call there when it comes to step-siblings. The Poskim discuss this in other contexts as well, not just in terms of marriage, which is probably very unusual for a step-sibling to want to marry each other, but what about Negia? What about Yichud? Those are very serious Lamaisa issues. You know, so what do you say? So there, it's difficult. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva where he discusses what about a parent, an adopted parent, an adopted child. What do we, Negia as they get older, and Yichud. So he has a tshuva where he says if they're adopted at a very, very young age, and this child basically has the same type of emotional feelings towards the parent. Again, you might have an emotional feelings even if you're adopted at age 15, but it's different. He's not talking about that type of case. But if it's very, very young, and they grew up together as a young child, and as a toddler, and as a so then he says, Yesh Makom L'Hakel in that case. Yesh Makom L'Hakel, and he says, publicize this heter. Because if people don't know about this heter, people are going to stop adopting, and there's the children of Am Yisrael out there that need proper homes. So tell people about this heter. But again, if it's older, even if it's a challenging situation, you know, one has to, the shilohs are serious. And therefore, if there's any issues that come up, one has to, ask a posek in any of these situations. But again, the Gemara here discussed the marriage and ended up saying Lamaisa, it is mutter. So if they're allowed to marry each other, so that Midaraisa is connected, they can't, Negi and Yichud should apply, because Meikar Adin, they're not related to each other. Okay, V'yamar B'Yitzchak, Amar B'Yochanan, Mishir B'Elazar ben Yaakov. Next statement, getting back to Zeruyim. Leket Shichah V'Peya. We have the three matnas aniyim discussed in Maseches Peah, Leket Shichra and Peah, Sha'asa and Bagoren, that in ani, let's see, an ani came and gathered his leket, right, the grains that fell down, and the shichra that were forgotten in the Peah, but he made it into a huge pile. He didn't take it one by one. He took it into a field, and he made a big pile as if he was like a balabais. And now you have this big pile, and usually, if you make such a pile, that's a creates a chiv and maestris. We know that chumas and maestris are not obligated right away, right? When something grows, I am allowed to snack on it. I'm allowed to eat achilas arai. I'm only not allowed to eat anything once it's hukva lemaestris. So there's hukva lemaestris on a daraisa level. If there's gemar malacha, right? And that's like meruach and gemar malacha, rias panei abayis, all the different details of going into the house. So here, it looks like it. On a daraisa level, leket shichan peah do not have a chi of chumas and maestras. An ani could take it and eat it. But here, he made it into a pile. It looks like there was a gemar malacha. So same idea, ukvul the maeser. So now it's nikva, Rashi says, mi de rabbanan, because it looks like you are the bala bias. It looks like there's a gemar malacha there. And therefore, it is a problem. Amar ula lo amar ala basada. This is only in a field where nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows if it was really came from lechet shechan peah or came from other produce. Aval beir kala isle lemilsa. But if it's in a city and everybody knows that you're the ani, you're the collector, and you're just collecting it all together, so then there wouldn't be a problem. Again, these cases of maris ayin, we don't say lo plug in all these cases. We say if there's really maris ayin, fine. If not, not. We know that's on a daraisa level. The gemara Malacha. There are, Mishnayis and Maestras discuss, we know six events that create a Chiv and Maestras midrabanan, even though you didn't bring it into the house. The Rambam says that in Hilchas Maestras, the six events that are discussed. Number one, Shabbos, exactly. If it's Shabbos, I have to take off Chiv and Maestras before Shabbos. If I bought it, Mekach is Kover for Maestras. Mekach. If I cooked it, if I salted it, right, the Rambam says, the beginning of Parag Gimel of Ilchas Maestras, Echad Mishisha Dvarim Kovela Maestras, Ve'elohein, Bias, bring it into your house, Mekach, Eish, you cooked it, Melach, salted it, Truma, if you took off Truma Gedola, even if you didn't have to, we paskin, that's Kovea for the rest of Maestras as well. Vashabis, those six, Ubekulan, and Koven, El, Badavar, Shenigbar, Balachta, only something that has been processed already. Okay, so those are the six that are Kovela Maestras, means you're Abanan. But here, if it's, you might add to the list, something that looks like Kfiya Daraisa, my Marisayan, not exactly the same type of idea, that also would be Nikva Lemaestras. Amar Yochanan B'Shur B'Lezer Ben Yaakov, Lek and Shechav Epeya, I'm sorry, I just read that. Amar Yochanan B'Shur B'Lezer Ben Yaakov, second to last line. Yalda Hapachusa Mitefach, if you have a vine that is very small, a very small vine, less than Tefach, Eina Mekadeshes Es Hazroim, it does not create Kilei Akerem. So we mentioned Kerem and Zroim planted in proximity of each other is a problem. Some Daraisa, some Darabanan. But if it's very small, it's not a problem. Vahani Mili, Shtayim Keneged, Shtayim Va'achaz Yosei Zanav. And again, this is only if it's small Kerem, but this is all it has. Aval Kule Kerem Makdash. But if it's a whole Kerem that has short vines, right, so then it would be a problem. It is Makdash in that case, because that is, as Rashi says, Gozer Aleha, that would be enough to be Gozer on. Amrav Yisrael, Amrav Yachon, Amrav Shibar, Lezim, Ben Yaakov. Meis Tofes, Dalet Amos, Latoma. The Meis is Tofes, Dalet Amos, regarding Tuma. What does that mean? If somebody is within four Amos of a Meis, so then Midrabanan, they are going to be Tame. Rashi says they will go through this because of the Ochle Taras. If you get too close, you might think that you become Tame. But maybe part of your body went over the mace and you are now, it was Metame Ba'ohel. So because to prevent that, Chazal goes there that you should not even walk within four amos of a mace, unless there's a mechitza up in between. There are different rules, right? That's what Rashi says on top. Gazru shi ha-mace v'tamei kol ha-nichnas ba-arba amosav. Kedei shelo yargilu ochle taras likarev lo. Right, we want the ochle taras to become accustomed to be too close. V'tana tuna, and there is a mishnah that supports the statement of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Mishnah supports the Dalet Amos. The Mishnah Maseches Ahalos. Chatzer HaKever HaOmei. Right, if you remember the Talmudic types of crypts, right, you have a cave, And in the cave, there are recesses where the bodies were put, the crypts, and then you have the area in front, and then you have the area going in. So the chatzar is like on the way in. It's clearly a different space than the crypts. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that even though we might, within proximity of a mace, we might have a gzeira drabanan, but if it's clearly a different spot, so then we're not going to make such a gzeira, because you're not going to come to be ma'ahil, because you're in the chatzer, and the crypts are in the recesses. Chatzer akever ha'omid besocha atar. If you're in the middle of the chatzer, you're tar. Ve'hu sheyia ba'arba amos divrei beishamai, and this is beishamai, as long as the entire chatzer is 4 amos wide. So then we're not going to be goes there. Beisil omer arba tvachim, even less than that, even 4 tvachim is enough to say that it's a separate area, and there weren't gozer tuma. That's the end of the Mishnah. But now the Braisa says, we're going to have the whole discussion, and then the Gemara is going to quote the proof. When does the Beis Hillel say that 4 tvachim is okay if the way to get into the cave is from on top? You lower yourself in. But if the doorway is from the side, it's more chamor. Right, you have to have 4 amos chatzer. Says the Gemara, no, just the opposite. Klap elaya, adaraba, min atzad. If the doorway is on the way out, then it should be less of a worry, because you're in the middle, and you could clearly just backtrack and go away from the crypts. So midrid v'nafik. So it should be more mako. But milamala, when you lower yourself in, you're going to have to be holding on to the sides of the wall. You're going to have, there's more of a chshash that you're going to be getting near the crypts. Milamala, iefsha delomahil. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, the opposite. Bamed, remember, and when this basically all say that 4 tvachim is good enough. Shepischa minatzat. Ava pischa milamala, arba amos. Fine. But now the Gemara explains the diuk, where we explain how the Mishnah is a right to Blaz ben Yaakov. Vahani mili, when do we say this is all true? Chatzer hakever, demisayim hamechitzta. Why does the Mishnah specifically talk about the chatzer of a kever and not just a mace in the middle outside in a field? Because dafka here we have this allowance, even within Dalet Amos is okay, according to Beis Hillel, because there's demarcations. The crypts are here and the chutz are here, so there's no worry. Aval mace ba'alma, toughest. But just stama mace, we would be nervous about that. Being within 4 amos, you might come to be ma'al on it, and therefore the Mishnah is implicitly a support for Blazer ben Yaakov. Good. Back to Perek Mashuach Melchava. Back to the two dots. As we said, somebody just gets married, different deos. If he's not married yet, then he goes and he goes there and he helps out. If he got married and he's hasn't fulfilled his first year yet, as we'll see, then he doesn't even come out in the first place. Says the Gemara. Mio Yesh Asher Eras Isha V'chulu. Tanu Rabbanan. Asher Eras. Echan Ma'ari says Absulov. Echan Ma'ari says Ha'amana. Whether the woman was married before or not. V'echan Shomer Yavam. V'afilu Chamisha Achin. V'meis Echan Mehen B'melchama. As we said on yesterday's daf, even if you have 5 brothers at war, and they hear that one of the brothers died, so now all of them are Zakuk Li'ibun, they could all go home. They could all go home, as we said yesterday, or each one of them, what was the language yesterday? Kol chad v'chad karina be'yishto. Each one is potential. So they could all go home, kulan chozrin. And the first one discussed, not just the oldest one, even though that's the one that has the mitzvah. Even that's the oldest one, but if the oldest one doesn't do it, the others do it. And if the other one jumps the gun, it also works. So even though there's the mitzvah is a gadol shema'achin, we still say they could all be chozer. Lo lakach, it does not say the word lo lakach, it says lo lekacha. Right? What is that extra hey telling us? Prat la man of the coin gadol, grusha v'chalusa of the coin hadyot, mamzeres ben sinan lisro, bas yisro, l'nasa l'mamzer. Excluding all of these ba'alei aveira, they don't have the heter. Asks the Gemara, we'll get back to that in a second, let's just finish. Asks the Gemara, lema, if these people stay on the battlefield, lema delok Rav Yossi Aglili, isn't that going against Rav Yossi Aglili, who says, we will have it? Rav Yossi Aglili, ha'amar hayari barach la levav, zamis yarmi avera shebiyado. Rav Yossi Aglili says, anybody who has averas goes back from the battlefield. We don't want them on the battlefield with all of their chatoim. Right? We want the schuyos. So, these people who are married by Vera stay on the battlefield? According to Rav Yossi Aglili, no they don't. They're not there in the first place. So, maybe even this exclusion of the Ptur could even be like Gersia Lili, because you can figure out a case where they haven't done the Avera yet. Kidaraba. Da Amar Rabba La Ola Menochayiv Ad Sheyiv Ol. Rabba holds that in all of these Isser relationships by marriage, the Isser is only by Bia, not by the Kiddushin. If a Kohen is Mekadesh Grusha, according to Rabba, there's no Avera yet. Only if they live together. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Matam lo yikach mishum lo yichalel." Right? It says, "Lo yikach and lo yichalel." The chil only happens after the bia. Mishumachi in a loka ad sheyivol. Period. So it sounds like from here, the Karen Ora points out, sounds like from here that there's not even an iser. There's no avera. The kiddushin itself is not avera. Maybe it's just a problem of lifnei iver. A general, he's. It's the first step towards. It's a violation of a siyag. There are. We discussed this back in. Well, we're best in a couple of months, we'll discuss this in Maseches Kiddushin. There are certain averos that require Kiddushin and not just Bia. But now we're saying not just Kiddushin, also need Bia. So we'll have to get back to that, whether we apply that to all these cases. The Sefer HaChinuch gets into the act and others. We'll have to get back to that. But two other points. Number one is, so Almana LeKohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol's on the battlefield. The Kohen Gadol is fighting. Right, Mechames Mitzvah, he's there. Okay, yesterday we discussed Kohanim, right, in general. What, the Kohen Gadol? That's pretty amazing that we would allow the Kohen Gadol to be on the battlefield. And not only that, but if he's Ba'avera, you know, we would tell him to stay there. So if you look in the Achronim discussed this. Kohen discussed this. If you look in the Karen Ora and others, ask how the Kohen Gadol is out there. The sefer here, the Mincha Sadbir, right off, quote the sefer Mincha Chadasha. V'chi Kohen Gadol Yotzei Bechlal Amalchama. V'ala Yesh Avodos Beveis Hamigdash. Shemaku Yachol Lasos. Chavite Kohen Gadol Avodos Yom Kippurim. V'ef Shelo Lazo V'zmishmarto. Right, what? We're talking about the Skan Kohen Gadol? He's not really the Kohen Gadol. So, Tzarachian. But what the Kohen Gadol is doing on the battlefield, especially according to the Rambam. The Rambam has the beautiful Lashon in Hilchas Klei Hamigdash. In Parakeh, where the Rambam says, the Kohen Gadol should never leave Yerushalayim. Kohen Gadol should never, he's there. That's where he should stay. The Kohen Gadol, read you the Rambam. The Rambam says, Obayis yelo muchan b'mikdash, v'hi nikreis lishkas Kohen Gadol, u'kvodo v'tif'arto, sheyehe yoshev b'mikdash kol hayom, v'lo yetze ela l'beiso bilvad b'layla, osha oshatayim b'yom. If he wants his siesta, right, in the afternoon, okay. The Yebeso b'Yerushalayim ve'eno zaz misham. So the Rambam says, Kohen Gadol is a figure. Is a figurehead, he can't leave. So what's he doing on the battlefield? So, little Tzarech Ian. So somehow if he would be there. Vayter. Tana Rabban. Oh, just one other point. There is a fame, I've heard this a number of times from Rav Shechter has mentioned it, that a play that the Maskilim put on. Maskilim put on. And they on Purim, and they were making fun of this halacha about Rabbi Yosei Glili and all the right, all the Pturim and every the Meshur Abacham is up there. Right, the Maskilim used to give Purim shpiels about Torah. Right, so the Maskilim used to smoke on Shabbos while they learned Gemara. Right, so they put on a show that anybody wants to leave and all of Eir Shabiyado. So who's perfect? So everybody left. Everybody leaves, and the only people on the battlefield left. And this play was the Shagas Aryeh, and then I forgot who, the two or three rabbis. One of them was the Shagas Aryeh. And the others, they were the only ones there on the battlefield fighting these huge armies. These old rabbis with canes. And everybody was making fun, and they say they asked Reb Chaim afterwards, what do you think of the skit? He says, it's 100% true. But he just didn't have the last scene. The last scene is that those two old rabbis, they win. Right, they won the war. They beat the armies. Right, that's the Aver Shabiyada retreat. You got 100% right. It's exactly true. According to Yosei Glili, people have Aver Shabiyado. As we'll see what those Averas are, they leave. But you got to make sure you have the last scene of the movie. Okay, vayta. Tana Rabbanan, Asher Bana, Asher Not, Asher Eres. That's the order in the Torah. House, tree, vineyard, and wife. Lim, the Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz. Sheyivna means the way that we should go about it. Sheyivna adam bayis vita karem biachakach yisa isha. Which basically means, make sure you have a living before you get married. Right? That's what it's saying. Have a house and property, and then get married. That or make sure you have some way to support oneself beforehand. The Ein Yaakov says, because really, it should be the wife first. That should be the big first consideration. The fact that the Torah goes out of order, it must be to teach me. V'yav Shlomo Amar Bechachnaso, Shlomo also says in Mishlei, Hachein Bachutz Malachtecha, get your malacha ready, V'atda Basadelach, Achar uvanisa beisecha. That's the pasuk in Mishlei, and we're going to darshan it now a couple of ways. Hachin, there are three phrases. Hachin b'chuz malachtecha, ze bayis. Atado basadalach, ze kerem. Achar banisa beisecha, ze isha. Okay, those are the three. But once we're here, davar acher. Hachin b'chuz malachtecha, ze mikra. Vata basadalach, ze mishnah. Achar banisa beisecha, ze gemara. There's a process in learning. We have to go step by step in terms of learning. Davar acher, hachin b'chuz malachtecha, ze mikra u'mishnah. Vata basadalach, ze gemara. Achar uvanisa beisecha, elu, maisim tovim. Maisim tovim, which the Miri says means midas tovos. Right? Midas tovos, meaning Torah perfects me to take, let's say, certain positions. Rav Elazar ben Yosher says, liyomer, another one, hachin b'chuz malachtecha, ze mikra u'mishnah u'gemara. Vata basadalach, elu, maisim tovim. Achar uvanisa beisecha, drosh v'kabal schar. What does that mean? Drosh v'kabal schar. So some of Farshim say, the Marsha here says, it means, now you can learn even deeper. After you learn, and then you have Maisim Tov and you perfect your personality, now you can learn v'kabal schar, get schar from the depths of one's limud that one can be involved in. Right? We know this line comes up in Sanhedrin, right? The three mitzvahs that might not have ever occurred, drosh v'kabal schar, and we mentioned in B'Shem the Balatanya, what does that mean? Well, there's not enough Torah. We need more Torah that never applied. The answer is yes, because Torah is all a way that God is described. Kadosh Baruch Hu was described by Torah. That's how we connect with him. So we needed the entire picture. Right? Imagine if you take a picture of someone, and Rav Schachter gives us mashal, and the Akdama to the Ginos Egos, and part of the face is cut off. So it's like a bad picture. You know who it is, but it's a bad picture. So it's like, if part of Torah is missing, it's like it's a picture that's cut off. Right? We want the entire corpus of Torah. That's the way we can appreciate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the drosh v'kabel schar. Okay. Ve'elo shein chozim b'yahavona b'yishar v'chulu. The people who don't return is because those who don't have a beis dira. Tanim, hosev, bodimus, echad chozer. We said in the Mishnah, if it's the same exact house, though, you don't go back, but if you added anything on, that's considered new. Rav Elazar omer, afabona b'yis, levanim, b'sharim lo'ayah chozer. Also, if you build a house in Sharon, you don't go back. Why? Tana, mebnei shemachachin oso pamayim b'shavua, every 3.5 years, the house sinks in, breaks, and therefore it's not such a simcha when you build such a house. Ve'elu shein zazim b'mkom abana b'yis chadash, v'chanecha v'chulu, tana rabbanon, isha chadasha, ein li ala isha chadasha, I only know new wife, almana grusha minayin tamalomar, isha mekom makom, even if it's just a new wife to you. Im kema tamalomar isha chadasha, misha chadasha lo, yasa machzir grushaso, shein chadasha lo. So the only one that's excluded is machzir grushaso. If a man takes back his previous wife, that is not included. Tan rabbanon, lo yetze batzava. What's this talking about? The mitzvah of Shana Rishona now. That's the context where this is mentioned. Yachol batzava hu delo yetze, avol yaspik bayim umazon, v'yisakin drachim. You might think he doesn't go out to the army, but he goes out to give other help, water and food. Tamaloma lo yaver alav l'chol davar. No, he stays home his first year. Yachol shani mar be'afabon ebayis lo chanacho, not the kerem lo chilo, not the iris ishlo l'kacha. I might think that all these people also don't come out at all to help. Tamalomar alav. Alav iatamavir, avalatamavir alachirim. Only the people who already started and are in the first year, they stay home, but the others have to come and help on the home front. So you violate two lavin. That's why there are two losases there. Again, a topic we've discussed in the past, the mitzvah of Shana Rishona, the general chakira that is mentioned by the Mefarshim. How do you understand the mitzvah of Shana Rishona? The Sefer HaChinuch and Rabbi Menachem HaBavli. The Sefer HaChinuch says, what's the time for the mitzvah of Shana Rishona? The mitzvah is to be mitragel to each other. But the mitzvah that the Torah demands, and it's a good message for life also, but it's for sure Shana Rishona, that the husband and wife should become teva with each other so that every other spouse, every other man or woman in the world is a stranger. We're not comfortable with anyone else. We should only be comfortable with our wives and with our husbands, right? That's the message of Shana Rishona. Masha Enkin, that's the Sefer HaChinuch. The Rabbi Menachem HaBavli, the Chassam Sofer made this famous in this sugya. Rabbi Menachem HaBavli says, what's the reason for Shana Rishona? Because if you go out to battle, then you're going to cause more harm than more help. Because you're going to be focused on your wife. You're not going to be able to fight properly, and therefore, go home. Stay home. That's what he says the message of Shana Rishona is. L'may Nafkamina, there are many Nafkaminas given.
right, this chus of discussing this sugya at my wedding, right, the mitzvah of Shana Rishona. But Rabbi Menachem HaBavli, his lashon is lo yetzei batzava kivan shadaito shelo isha chadasha lo yilachem milevu minefesh shari chatzi gufo nishar babayis veich yilachem b'chatzi aguf. That's the language of Menachem HaBavli. So nafkamina, what about a business trip? So Rabbi Menachem HaBavli, it's not a problem. You're not going to cause any problems. But according to the Sefer HaChinuch, no, you have to stay home because to become teva with one's wife. Right, what if the wife gives you, what if she's mocheles? And what about if the guy was in jail for 6 months of his, or he was sick the first 6 months of marriage, so he wasn't with his wife, so then does it go into the second year? Many different nafkaminas that are discussed regarding this sugya. Okay, says the Mishnah. V'yatzva shotum l'daber ala'am, v'gomer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hayare Varach Alevav Kemashmo. When the Torah says scared, it means literally. She'eno yachol amod b'kishrei al-mulchama. Right, you're scared. You want to go home. V'liros cherev shalufa. You're nervous, you're scared, so it's okay. Not everybody has the same chemical makeup, so people are scared, so go home. Rabbi Yose Aglili Omer, here it is. Hayare Varach Alevav. So misyare min avera shebiyado. He's nervous about his averos. Lafichach tiltalo atores kol elu sheyachzer biglalon. So the Torah makes all of these other ones, all these other excuses, so he could go back amongst the other ones, and nobody will know. The Yerushalmi here says, makes it a little more difficult, Yerushalmi says that you have to prove in all these cases. You know, you have to bring your, like, house permit. You can't just go, oh, I have a new house, I'm going home. You have to prove it. So doesn't that take away from the whole cover-up business? So the answer is no, only one person has to know about it. Right, you can go home with the whole group. Nobody else has to know about it. Just the Kohen who's checking. Right, but interesting that the Yerushalmi here says that. Reb Yossi Omer, Amon the Kohen Gadol, Grusha Bakluzi the Kohen Hedyo, Mamzer Zavazin Yisrael, Bas Yisrael Nasin Lamamzer, Mamzer Lanasin, all these people, Hari Hu Ayari Barachaleva. They all go home because they're married, living in sin. We'll have to discuss what the machlokas is between Reb Yossi and Reb Yossi Aglili. The Gemara will talk about that. Vaikal Zashojim Ladabar La'am, Ufak Tusari Tzvaos, Barosha'am, Uba akevo shalom. The officers then went in front of the am and in the back of the am. Ma'amidin zekifin lefneim va'acherim me'achareim. Right, and what they do? They surrounded the armies and kshilin shal barzel biyadeim. They had these iron sticks. V'chol mavakish lachzor harush biyado lekapeach hashokav. And whoever is faltering, whoever is weak, whoever is scared, so they're allowed to hit them. They're allowed to hit their legs and really hurt them, and even, lakapeach hashokav, knock off their legs. The Nitziv says, unbelievable lashon here, the Nitziv says, because they're rodfim. They're rodef all the rest of the army, and even though they're not mazed, even though they're shogi, you should have gotten out earlier. But the Nitziv says, right now, Hatamu mishin din rodef, yavagav she'ena osa bizadon, kiim she'yari ubareach, mikomakom din rodef kachu. Just like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, afilu katan rodef, nitan latzila benafsho. Even if there's a katan as a rodef, you'll have to kill him. Right? So it shows it's not a din of das. So here too, the Nitziv says, it's a din of rodef. And why? Should tchilas nisa nefila, because the first step of running away is falling. We'll get back to that in the Gemara. Shene'emar, nas Yisrael, lefnei plishtim, right by the plishtim, v'gam magefa gedola haisa ba'am. So you see, nisa leads to magefa, leads to falling. Ulehalanu omer v'yanusu anshi Yisrael, mipnei plishtim v'yiplu chalalim v'gomer. Good. Bamed Varma Murim. When do we say all of this? So what does all of this mean? That might be a machlokas. Remember we mentioned the Rambam said there's a Meshuach Melchama even by a Melchemes Mitzvah. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? No, only by Melchemes Rishus. Because everybody has to go fight by Melchemes Mitzvah. So maybe the Rambam is Mechalik between some of this applies by Melchemes Mitzvah and some doesn't. So Bamed Varma Murim. But either way, the Mishnah says, when did the Peturim apply? By Melchemes HaRishus. That's by a Melchemes Rishus. That's when people could go back. Avo b'mechemes mitzvah, hakol yotzin, afilu chatan mechedro, v'kala mechupasa. Even the chasan, the chatan goes, and the kala. Chasan and kala go. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'edra memura b'mechemes mitzvah, avo b'mechemes chova, hakol yotzin, afilu chatan mechedro, v'kala mechupasa. Same lashon Rabbi Yehuda says, we'll see in the Gemara, that they're just using different words to tell us the same thing. Interesting diuk. Even a kala goes out. Are women obligated in Melchama? Sounds that way from the Gemara. Even a kala goes out Melchemes Mitzvah. So there is a famous Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says, this is much discussed, Purim time. Why? Because the Sefer HaChinuch says, women are pturos from Parsha Zachar. Right? The Minhag Olam is not like the Chinuch. Right? All the other Rishonim argue. But the Sefer HaChinuch says, on the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, women are pturus. Why? Because women don't have to go out to war. So if they don't have to go out to war, so they don't have to go out, they don't have to remember Zechiras HaMalek either. And the Achronim argue on the Chinuch on both counts. Number one, this is Mechemes Mitzvah. Who says women don't have to go to the Minchas Chinuch? Leaves the Chinuch at Tzarachian. What are you talking about? Of course the women have to go out to war. Kala Mechupasa. Women have to go and do whatever parts of the army that are, there's a lot of jobs to do. Number one, by Milchama's Mitzvah. Number two, even if they're Pturos from Milchama, what does the Milchama Mitzvah have to do with the Zechira of Mechias HaMalek? They can be separated. So both assumptions of the Chinuch are controversial. Number one, connecting Zechira and Mechia, and number two, saying that they are pturus. Right, that's the Chinuch. Noach mitzvah zu b'chamach v'ozvan b'zacharim, ki lohem lasos melchama v'nikvas oyev lo l'nashim. That's a very difficult Chinuch, and the other Rishonim don't have that ptur. Good. Says the Gemara. My ika ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's the difference? They both talk about Averus. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says Averus. Rabbi Yossi gives examples of the Chayvei Lavin. Ika ben Naiv Averus d'Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says any Avera, meaning even an Avera d'Rabbanan is included. Rabbi Yossi's examples are all Daraisa examples. So, Kaman Azlahad Tanya, famous line, Sach ben Tfilo Tfila Avera Ibiyada V'chozar Alem Erechem Elchama. Who is the one that says, even if your only Avera is that you talk between your Tfilin Shal Rosh and your Tfilin Shal Yad, the opposite order, right? If that's your only Avera, you can't be on the battlefield. Come on, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that's an Issa d'Rabbanan. Pashtus, right, at most. So therefore, that is like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. What's your Avera? What's your Avera if you talk between Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh? Right, that's Avera Hibiyado. What's your Avera? Rashi. Rashi says, your Avera is if you don't remake your bracha on the Tfilin Shal Rosh. That's what Rashi says here. The Avera doesn't sound like it's the talking per se. It's the fact that you didn't repeat the bracha on the Tfilin Shal Rosh. Ask the Tosas HaRosh. It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. According to Rashi then, if you made your bracha again on the Tfilin Shal Rosh, so you didn't do anything wrong, so it's great. You got an extra bracha. Amazing. So that can't be what it means, says the Tosas HaRosh. No. The Tosas HaRosh says, maybe it means within Rashi first, he says, it's a bracha shein tzricha. That's your Avera. And we discussed a couple of days ago, Machlokas, Ramam Tosos, whether that itself is a Daraisa Durabanan. Maybe that's what the problem is. But again, that's not the, that's one Nadea. But if you look in the Balamar, in Rosh Hashanah, and other Rishonim, they all say no. The Avera is talking itself. Because the Lahaniach goes on both. The Lahaniach Tfilin on the Tfilin Shal Yad really goes on the Tfilin Shal Rosh as well, and therefore, you cannot be Sach. And it really, the root of the issue goes to the Gemara Mesechas Menachos. The Tosa Rashi quotes the Machlokas. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Right? The Machlokas. The Gemara says, Sach Mevarech Shtayim. Lo Sach Mevarech Achas. So what does that mean? So, Rashi says it means, if you talked in between the Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh, they have to make two brachas. One on the Shal Yad, one on the Shal Rosh. But if you didn't talk, you only make one bracha on the Tfilin Shal Yad. That's it. And that's the minhag of Svardim, like the Shulchan Aruch, passes like that Rashi. But according to the Ramah, quotes Baal HaTosafot, because Rabbeinu Tam, no. So, if you talk, you have to make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. You already made a bracha on the Shel Yad. You have to repeat the bracha on the Shel Rosh. Lo sach mevarech achas. If you didn't talk, you only make one bracha on the Shel Rosh. But of course you made a bracha on the Shel Yad also. That, as we know, is a machlokas b'chab in the Ramah, about how many brachas to make on tefillin every single day. Okay, but it's summarized here in the Tosafos Rosh. It's based on the Tosafos, Rashi and Tosafos in Menachos. Weiter. Mantan alohat the Tana Rabbanan. Shama kol kronos viritiya. The Brisa that says if you hear the sound of the enemy and you're scared, agavastrisin viritiya, tzichzuach charvos umayim, shosin lo albirkav, and somebody's very scared and they couldn't hold themselves in, choser, keman, alem rabbi kivi, lo rabbi yose glili. This Brisa says if you're actually scared. So is that only like Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yosei Aglili? Meaning, does Rabbi Yosei Aglili not hold like Rabbi Akiva? He says if you're scared of your Averis. Does he also scared if you're scared Mamish? Does he also say that or not? So the Gemara says, yeah. Baha, if Rabbi Yosei Aglili mode, mishun dechsev lo yimas es lovav echav kilvavo. Yes, Rabbi Yosei Aglili holds of both. Actually scared and scared of Averis. Vahai kachalos hashotrim v'chulu, says the Gemara. What is the language of the Mishnah? The beginning of Nisa is Nefila, should be the opposite. Hai mibreisha tchilas nisa nefila, mibreisha tchilas nefila nisa mi ba'ilei. It should be the first step of tchilas nefila, the first step of falling is running. So Ema, you're right. Mibreisha tchilas nefila nisa. So say it that way. Good. Bamadra mamurim bimelchemes arishus chulu, am Rabbi Yochanan, rishus derabanan, zuhi mitzvah derab Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says, there's no machlokas here. When the Rabbanan used the word Rishus, the Rabbi Yehuda calls that mitzvah. Mitzvah, the Rabbanan, Zuhi Chova, the Rabbi Yehuda. They just use different words. Amar Rava, and then Rava explains, what are each of these called? Milchemes, Yehoshua, Lichvosh, Divrei HaKol Chova. O Milchama, when Yeshua went in, that's obviously called Chova / Mitzvah. The Rambam also has an Amalek. Number one, Milchemes Beis David or Vacha Divrei HaKol Rishus, just to expand the borders of Malchus Beis David, what's Kibush Yachid, so then that's for sure Rishus. Ki Pligi, Rava says the machlokas between them in terms of language is Ki Pligi Lemeute Ovde Kochavim Delolesi Alayu. What if it's a defense, right? If it's a preemptive attack, but it ultimately it's to prevent them from attacking us. So my karele mitzvah, my karele my kari rishus. That's the machlokas. Lo mai nafkamina, lo osik b'mitzvah, shapata ben mitzvah. Right, is this an osik b'mitzvah? You have the principle of osik b'mitzvah in this type of war, which is you start it, but it is ultimately preventative. Hadra b'shol b'chama, so baruch Hashem, we have discussed the two dafim in Shas about Mashuach Melchama. But now we start the dafim in Shas about Egla Arufa. Everything you want to know about Egla Arufa, but we're afraid to ask, and you can't learn this parak without the Nachal Eisan. The Nachal Eisan is the Sefer. This is the week. Once every 7.5 years, Rav Chaim Kadievsky has a Sefer all about Egla Arufa, called the Nachal Eisan, and he writes on the first page. We know the Sefer Achiz Chassidim says, if there's any mitzvah out there that nobody's doing, you got to do it. If there's any Torah out there that nobody's learning, you got to learn it. So he says, nowhere is Hilchas Egla Arufa written Keseder. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, I'm taking it upon myself. So he wrote a whole Sefer with 17 chapters, right? And in he doesn't write in big letters, right? It's all little letters. He has the halacha on top and all the footnotes on the bottom. 17 chapters, all about Hilchos Egla Arufa, and he wrote it when he was young, he says. V'yaldusi, Santi Lei, Bez Hashem, Levara Halacha Zucha Egla Arufa, because I didn't see the Rishonim and the Achronim, and there are many Shilas that come up, so this is what I'm going to do. So we have the Nachal Eisan on our parak. Let's at least start the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Egla Arufa Balashana Kodesh. Egla Arufa, the ceremony, and when they say Lodena Lo Shafchu, right, the anonymous corpse, when the Zayin Kanim come out and wash their hands, they have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Shneamar, that's why this is here. Going back to the Mishnah, back on Daf Lamed Beis. Ki Matze Chalal Ba'adama, if you find a corpse, V'yotzu Zekinecha V'shoftecha, and they go out. What exactly is the limud? The Gemara will finish it off. Shloshim in Bezan Agadol Shib Yerushalayim Ayayotzin. 3 from the Bezan Agadol in Yerushalayim have to go out and take part in this ceremony. We know you measure the closest city and the Zakenim come out and the whole process. We know, interesting, not so well known, the Rambam Paskins, like the Gemara Baba Basra, that if there is a closest city, but there is a larger city that's a little farther, you go by the larger city. Rov Akarav Holachacha Harov. It's an important halacha. But we think it's always the closest city, not exactly always the closest. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says 5 Dayanim, not 3. Shnei Amar Zekinecha Shnaim, Shavtecha Shnaim, Vein Besen Shachem Osifin Alein Od Echad. So it's 5 all together. Interesting, you can't have an even number court. That's also added in here. There's a machlokes Rishonim. But usually you can't have an even number because you don't have a machlokes. But here there's not going to be any machlokes. Isn't just ceremonial? So, Yad Rama in Sanhedrin says, yeah, maybe there will be a machlokas about the measuring, but others say no, per se. Now the Tzura of Bezdin is odd number, period, even if there's not going to be a machlokas. Nimsa tamun bagalo tali be'ilon. If you find the corpse hanging on a tree or piled under rocks, otzava p'nei amayim or floating lo ayo arfin, no arufa shenemar, ba'adama v'lo tamun bagal, no fel v'lo tali be'ilon, ba'sadeh v'lo tzava p'nei amayim. Nimsa samach l'sfar ola ir sharuba ovdei gachavim. You find it near a border or near a city of idol worshippers. Ola ir shein ba'bezdin, or near a city that does not have a bezdin of 23. Lohayu orphan. They would not do arifa there. Or it says here lohayu modedin. The Bach changes it too. Ein modin al ir sheish babezdin. And we end up by saying, only by an ir sheish babezdin, that's what we measure to. And just the first two lines of the Gemara, my kamar, just finishing up, what's the limit in the Gemara that you need? Three. Amar bivo hachi kamar, it's a gzera shava. Shenemar vanu vamru, ula alanu amir, vanu alavim vamru. The Gomer by Hargrizim. My Ania Hamur Lalon Lashon Hakodesh Avkan Lashon Hakodesh. V'seder Agla Rufa Ketsad Ki Matzecha La Badama V'yaseh Zekenecha V'shoftecha Shloshim V'bezin Hakodesh Yishalayim Hayu Yotzin. They used to go out. Okay, we'll start with Hashem Rabbi Yehuda. Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop.